Hi, my name is Andrew, and this is your Daily Nerd Devo. Let's talk about an OG today. That's right, we're talking about the Amazing Spider-Man, hyphen incredibly necessary. I'll spare you the Uncle Ben backstory this time. Unlike recent Batman movies, which continue to tell us about Crime Alley every single movie, to get us to what I want to focus on, which is that Spider-Man is the tale of a normal kid who has extraordinary powers given to him. Spider-Man's not a scientist, a demigod, a mutant, an alien, a billionaire. I could go on. Spider-Man is an average teenager. Though he does age in the comics, albeit at comic speed. A side note, from what I've seen, Marvel Comics characters appear to age approximately 1 year for every 10 years they've been in syndication. So coming up on year 60 soon, he'll be in his mid-20s? Cool. Cool. He gets bullied at school for being a nerd, is awkward, tries to find a job, and wants to be a good kid. You know, normal. Apart from that whole bitten by a radioactive spider thing. So, having been given the amazing, it's in the name, right? Things that Bite did, he could have done everything. Anything. At all. And for a moment, he did. And it cost him. Bad. What makes Spider-Man, Spider-Man? The understanding that with great power comes great responsibility. He is, after all, the friendly neighborhood Spider-Man. He's here for everyone who he can help or protect in as close a proximity as he can handle. Contrast that with a certain elder brother from the Bible, who glibly replies in Genesis 4:9 to a question with, "Am I my brother's keeper?" The abdication of responsibility for a fellow man started on page 2 of the Bible. A mentality of, "I'm not responsible for others who are around me," is the mentality of Cain. And it is not for us as Christians. Recall the parable of the Good Samaritan from Luke 10:25. The question Jesus ends with is, "Who was a neighbor to the man which fell into the hands of the robbers?" The answer, of course, is the man who took mercy on him. To which Jesus replies, "Go and do likewise." Spider-Man's place as the friendly neighborhood Spider-Man is a life lived out, saying, instead of, "Am I my brother's keeper?" I am my brother's keeper. And for us as Christians, we have our marching orders from Jesus. Go and do likewise. So go, Christian. And do likewise, having mercy on others and embodying God's love to meet the needs of others, both spiritually and physically, as the Samaritan does in the parable, and as James commends us to in chapter 2 of his epistle. After all, we are our brother's keepers. That's all the time we have for today. If you want to hear more nerdy devos every weekday, hit the subscribe button wherever you listen to podcasts. You can also come hang out with us on our Facebook group, The Nerd of God Squad. I'm Andrew for the Daily Nerd Devo, and remember to be awesome in the name of Christ. See you, Space Cowboy.